but she lived well. And she died loved. We had to put her down at 3 p.m. today. Liver failure. Had her protein count, and there was no sign of improvement. The doctor walked into the room with a shot. And Chamois jumped up and started wagging her tail, smiling, happy. The fucking vet began to cry. She spent the first month of her time with us in the hospital surviving. Parvo, in the end, she lived and loved nothing more than a belly rub, a butt pull, and brain scratching. And the last two were invented by me. She had plenty of defects. Lots of moles on her body. Long back. Arthritis. Parvo at the beginning. Liver disease at the end. She vomited a lot. I mean a lot. For a while it was nightly. She ate mulch. She ate poop sometimes. She was a puppy. One time she had a parrot. Oh God, it's fables. The eyes of a my grandmother.
That belonged to my grandmother, and I had to pull them from her butt with a pair of gardening gloves on. What she lacked in health, she made up for in heart. She spent the first day or so at our house, cowering in corners, hiding under chairs. Throughout her life, she spent time in vet offices while we were on vacation, just waiting for the moment, waiting for the moment we would return. To throw her ball, to spoon with her. How many dogs actually spoon with you? How many dogs actually know their toys by heart, by name, by sight? How many dogs have not one harmful bone in their bodies?
I'd like to give her a bone.
You are what you love, not what loves you. Adaptation.
And I could feel the teardrop.
Dearest friend and companion, you were my innocent child, always looking up to me, always happy and joyous to see me. I was forever learning more about myself as we grew together. I became more dependent on you with each day that passed, each moment more so than the last. I learned how to love and indeed what love was through you, your undying devotion to me no matter how horrible I was. You were forever lavishing me with your attention, giving me the dearest gift of all, your love. Not a single day went by when we were together that you did not crawl into my lap and give me a hug. When I was sad and hurting, you were forever by my side, comforting me. Even when I tried to push you away, I always ended up holding you tighter. As the years have passed, we've grown older and wiser. No longer do you care to chase the bunnies in the backyard. You've given up on hiding from the vacuum cleaner, and you've found that scampering across the kitchen tiles is very conducive. Stop it. But you know, I was going to get you a snack. I've given up on teasing Donald I'm your companion, Sean. You learn to get bugs forever. Be more than are you hopped onto my lap and rest your fuzzy muzzle to my cheek with no reward, no treat other than being held for a few precious moments. The touch of your furry muzzle against my face never ceased to bring me joy, no matter how the day was. Your little barks and shuffling during the night let me know, even in my sleep, that you were there, protective of me, even in slumber. There have been times when I was less than the best I could have been. I have horrid memories of yelling at you when you meant no harm, of ignoring you when you just wanted a bit of attention. These I regret, and I will until the day I die. I am so sorry. I really wish I would have been a better friend to you. You've blessed me with your love and compassion. Within your hour of need, as you lie here, blind and scared and in pain, I share with you the hardest decision I have ever had to make. I want to take you into my arms and hold you, dear, never letting go. I want to selfishly hold you and keep you forever. As I love you, I cannot bear to see you in such anguish. Benson, I love you so dearly. It tears me apart, but I must do what is fair and just.
Is this number two or three?
And I could hear the teardrop.